From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. Former CBS newscaster Walter Cronkite is dead at the age of 92. Cronkite's remarkable run with the CBS Evening News went from 1962 to 1981 when he retired.
This is my last broadcast as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. For me, it's a moment for which I long have planned, but which nevertheless comes with some sadness. For almost two decades, after all, we've been meeting like this in the evenings, and I'll miss that.
Cronkite covered most of the big events of the 20th century, from the European theater during World War II for United Press, to the assassinations of John Kennedy and Martin Luther King, to the Vietnam War, the resignation of former President Richard Nixon, the Apollo moon landing, and the Iranian hostage crisis. President Obama Friday night said Cronkite was trusted by Americans. Barack Obama's top economic advisor says the U.S. economy is moving in the right direction, although he acknowledges that job losses are still a major concern. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In a speech at a Washington think tank, White House advisor Larry Summers said the economic stimulus package is on track. But he cautioned most of the effects of that $787 billion stimulus won't be felt until next year. Summers says while the administration is still concerned about a national unemployment rate near double digits, substantial progress has been made in heading off an even worse economic collapse.
The pervasive sense of fear of 6 months ago has receded as strong measures have taken hold.
Summers noted that after government stress tests, major banks were able to raise tens of billions of dollars in new capital, easing concern about the health of the nation's financial system. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama, speaking at the White House Friday, said health care legislation will clear Congress this year, and the president said in light of new concerns about the cost of health care overhaul, some decisions about cost-cutting should be turned over to an independent panel of experts. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The Independent Medicare Payment Advisory Commission already makes recommendations each year for how to cut costs in the massive health program for the elderly and disabled. But as Mr. Obama pointed out,
unfortunately, this report ends up sitting on a shelf.
So the president is pressing Congress to add to its overhaul bill, a measure similar to one being pushed by Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. It would give the commission more authority, forcing first the president and then Congress effectively to vote up or down on the entire package. It's similar to the process Congress set up years ago to address the sensitive political issue of closing surplus military bases. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow Industrials closed up 32 points, the Nasdaq rose 1 point, and the S&P 500 was off a fraction. This is NPR News from Washington. The investigation continues today into the twin suicide bombings against the JW Marriott and the Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta on Friday. 8 people died, including the bombers, and 50 more were injured. Officials believe the bombers may have been members of Jamaat Islamiyah, the affiliate of Al-Qaeda. The bombers worked out of a room at the Marriott and left one bomb behind. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Episcopal church leaders have approved a compromise that allows bishops to bless same-sex relationships, but church officials stopped short of adopting marriage liturgies for same-sex unions. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
Lay delegates, priests, and bishops meeting in Anaheim, California, voted Friday to authorize the ceremonies. They also directed the denomination to begin developing an official prayer for the blessings. The measure cited the growing number of states allowing same-sex marriage, civil unions, and domestic partnerships. It authorized bishops in those places to provide a, quote, generous pastoral response to gay couples in local parishes. The Episcopal General Convention also voted earlier this week to end a 3-year-old de facto ban on ordaining any more gay bishops like it did in 2003. These decisions will likely further strain the church's relationship to the 77 million member worldwide Anglican Communion. However, the convention also passed a resolution saying it wishes to remain a member of that global body. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
At noon Eastern time today, astronauts from the Space Shuttle Endeavour will conduct the first of 5 scheduled spacewalks. They'll attach a porch to a Japanese science module. I'm John Stempen, NPR News, from Washington.